Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
To engage life fully, you need to be all in. Consider, have you ever looked at a lamp that blinks off and on? First you suspect, must be the light bulb. So you unscrew it, and to test it, you screw it into another lamp. It works. Your mind scans possibilities. Could this be poor wiring inside the lamp or the cord? As you follow the cord to the wall, suddenly you see it. The plug is only half plugged in. To work, you know it needs to be all in. To engage life fully is to be all in. This total commitment is to be yourself. Interestingly, it's not always easy to identify if you're fully plugged in. Sometimes it helps to look at an opposite idea, half plugged in. In other words, not fully engaged. So let's talk about half plugged in. Half-heartedness is a Christian's bane. Frankly, it's disconnection from God, very much like the lamp cord half plugged in. With those loose prongs, it slowly wiggles out of the socket over time. Quite literally, that plug hangs connected to the source of power until one wiggle too many. Then it falls out completely and lands far from the power it needs to light up the corner. You can't live half plugged in. Truly, you need to be all in. Half plugged in doesn't give you strong connection to power you need. God wants you either hot or cold for Him. Actually, God detests lukewarm. Revelation 3:16 says, "So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." This is a good picture of how Jesus' followers sometimes end up. Well, let's look at another example of solid connection for effective living, the secure connection to the internet. This is especially critical when sending sensitive, confidential information. It means isolating any threats. A strong firewall keeps the good in and the bad out. Equally, you need protection around your heart and mind. In other words, being all in, just like your technology operates efficiently and dependably when it's got a good connection, so you function best when you are fully connected to God. Scripture says, "Your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Colossians 3, verse 3. This means nicely tucked in, covered, safe, secure, all in. So we talked about half plugged in. Now, what does it look like to be fully plugged in? God created you to plug in, to engage your full self. Additionally, to be wholehearted, not divided. You can't live half for God and half for yourself. God's plan requires you to be all in for Him. It's a choice, all or nothing, hot or cold, not lukewarm. The original human design means surrender your entire person to Christ. Surrender your goals. Add to that your desires, plus your dreams. Radically, to live for God's interests over your own. You can look up Philippians 2:21. And then unbelievably, to live delighted in God's purpose for your life. It may surprise you that God transforms surrender, or another word is living sacrifice, into credible power in this broken, needy world. Why is that? Simply because you are all in, connected to Jesus, the power source. Naturally, with Jesus central in your heart, this also keeps you properly connected to yourself, the person that God designed. Why not discover your own influence and power? Frankly, you can leave a powerful mark on this broken world. So why not be all in? Well, the reason that you can be plugged in, all in, is because God loves you very much. Incidentally, He made a way for you to have relationship with Himself. Plus, He has invited you. So now it's time to explore the 7 proofs of His love for you. The first one is, Jesus is your covering. Jesus covers you with God's love and fills all the cracks in your life. God's love is poured out on you. It forms a buffer that, if removed, would leave you exposed, vulnerable, and deeply wounded. You don't know that reality because God has never removed His love. But if He ever did, you wouldn't believe the awful reality. And perhaps that is what hell is. God's love pours over every issue in your life and trickles down into the cracks and crevices of all that is unfinished and imperfect. Yes, Jesus is your covering. So that's point number one. Point number two is that Jesus is your sacrifice. Jesus faced every kind of temptation and trial you do without sin. He knows how hard life is. He died in your place to spare you from punishment. That elevates Him to the highest position. Also, it lifts you up because this up-close investment of His life in the human condition, in your condition, proves Jesus wants to share your life in every detail. The incredible bonus is that He wants you to share in His life in every detail. Jesus lifted away the consequences of sin so you could be intimately close to God. Yes, Jesus is your sacrifice. So that's point number one and point number two, that God loves you, of the proofs that we're providing today. The third proof is this: Jesus is your great high priest. Jesus Himself carried His own blood through the heavens into the real tabernacle. The fact that He did this, as only the great high priest could, further demonstrates His love for you. He reverently entered God's holy place straight through into the Holy of Holies. Upon entering, He boldly walked to the altar and presented His own lifeblood to God as atonement for your sins, for all sins of all people in all centuries. You can read Hebrews 9, verses 11 and 12. Jesus is your great high priest. The fourth proof that God loves you is this: Jesus is your great lover. Because of His unconditional love for you, Jesus lived His life in the trenches like you do, suffering and going through painful experiences. He managed conflicts, daily grind, losses, and troubles like you must, but perfectly and without sin. As your dearest friend, He wants to help with your struggles and sorrows. Why? Because Jesus is your great lover. All right, the fifth point is this: Jesus is your door to the great heart of God. Jesus opened a door for you to approach Him anytime about anything in your life. You can approach Him at all times. Reach back from your heart by faith to His great heart. Also, remember scriptures about God's love. Jesus is your door to God's great heart. The sixth point, Jesus is your balm. Jesus' love covers all your life conditions. There is no sin, illness, loss, torment, or sorrow the love of God does not address. His love drowns out all screaming voices and calms the storm of every life situation. His whisper overpowers the noisy world. It calms you. It covers your sins, provides in your illness, comforts in your sorrows, and fills the holes of your losses. Yes, Jesus is your balm. And the seventh and final point, Jesus is your full provider. The Creator designed you with needs, and He intends to meet them. Jesus cares about your needs: hunger, thirst, sleep, stress, companionship, encouragement, finances, courage, and good health, all part of the template of being human. You were created to depend on God as He meets your needs. Philippians 4:19. Yes, Jesus is your full provider. You can trust Jesus with a sincere and humble heart. Live in God's strong love. As a quick review, let's just go over those seven proofs that God loves you. The first, Jesus is your covering. Second, Jesus is your sacrifice. Third, Jesus is your great high priest. Fourth, Jesus is your great lover. Five, Jesus is your door to God's great heart. Six, Jesus is your balm. And seven, Jesus is your full provider. Well, we need to talk about how compromise threatens engaging your full self. Sadly, living half plugged in other words, not all in, opens the door to danger and compromise. To compensate, you begin to do the next five things. You participate in worldly pride and boasting. The second thing is you dibble and dabble in unhealthy activities. It can be so unintentional. Third, you function with a lack of focus. Fourth, you notice a touch of laziness creeping in. And then finally, you notice moments of, I just don't care anymore. Well, compromise is a very dangerous thing. Additionally, the following things can happen when compromise sneaks in. Here we go. You forget your debt to a self-sacrificed Savior. You lose the idea that you are a servant of God. Then, gratitude begins to slip off. Additionally, mediocrity squeezes in. Sadly, partnership with God is no longer in your mind, and unthinkably, a disconnect from the love of Christ. Let's talk about some summary points. God will lift you up, James 4:10, if you securely connect to Jesus. So, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Of course, this includes your time, your energy, priorities, your provisions, your friends, and your family. No matter how many years you may have known Jesus, there is always something you can recommit to Him. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's content. First one, are you all in? Second, do you take God's love seriously? Third, what steps will you take to invite the transforming work of God's Spirit? Number four, do you need to let go of something too important to you? What is that something? Number five, what simple changes will you make today to have an effective testimony to others around you? Number six, do you apply the seven proofs of God's love that we went over? Remember them? Jesus is your 1. Covering, 2. Sacrifice, 3. Great High Priest, 4. Great Lover of your soul, 5. The door to God's heart, 6. Your balm, and number 7. Your full provider. If you have come to appreciate our weekly episodes, would you pray about becoming a donor to Alive and Active Life with a one-time gift or as a regular donor? Go to www.aliveandactivelife.org/support. Thank you. Portions of this content come from my book, Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. Also, portions of our content come from my book, Shadows of Things to Come, and that's a study in Hebrews. In both books, you'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find these books in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.